Welcome from Live Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is 1 Chronicles Chapter 28. And as usual, start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, and thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of provision. And thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong, where we have offended you in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. Father, may you forgive us. May you fill us with your Holy Spirit to come and guide us. Come and be with us in everything that we do. Father, may you bless this day. Father, may you bless all the people that you're going to meet, all the blessed that you're going to use, Father, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress, Father, all those who have lost hope, all those who don't have what to eat, Father, may you look into each and every one of our hearts, Father, and may you bless us, and may you look and provide for us everything that we lack, Father. We all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let us start off David's plans for the temple. David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem, the officers of other tribes, the commanders of the divisions in the service of the king, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of all property and livestock belonging to the king and his sons. Together with the palace officials, the warriors, and all the brave fighting men. King David rose to his feet and said, "Listen to me, my fellow Israelites, my people. I had it in my heart to build a house as a place for the rest of the Ark of the Covenant of our Lord, for the footstool of our Lord, and I made plans to build it. But God said to me, 'You are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and you have shed blood.' Yet the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from my whole family to be king over Israel forever. He chose Judah as leader, and from the tribe of Judah he chose my family, and from my father's sons he was pleased to make me king of all Israel. Of all my sons, the Lord has given me many, and he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of God, of the Lord over Israel. He said to me, 'Solomon, your son, is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. I will establish his kingdom forever if he is unswerving in carrying out my commands and laws, as is being done at this time. So now I charge you in the sight of all Israel and the assembly of the Lord, and in the hearing of our God, be careful to follow all commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good and pass it on as an inheritance to your descendants forever. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with all-hearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will reject you. Consider now, the Lord has chosen you to build a house as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work." Then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its building, its storerooms, its upper partners, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Holy Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord, had all surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple of the Lord, and for the treasuries for the dedicated things. He gave him instructions for divisions of the high priest and the Levites, and for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord, as well as those for the articles to be used in its service. He designated the weight of gold for all the gold articles to be used in the various kinds of service, and the weight of the silver for all the silver articles to be used in the various kinds of service, the weight of gold for the gold lampstand and the lampstand with weight for each lampstand and its lamps, and the weight of silver for each lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand. The weight of gold for each table for concentrated bread, the weight of silver for the silver tables, the weight of pure gold for the forks, sprinkling bowls, and the pitchers, the weight of gold for each gold dish, the weight of silver for each silver dish, and the weight of the refined gold for the altar of incense. He also gave him the plan for the chariot, that is a cherubim of gold that spread their wings and overshadowed the Ark of the Covenant. All this, David said, I have been writing as a result of the Lord's hand on me, and he enabled me to understand all the details of the plan. David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. The divisions of the priests and the Levites are ready for all the work on the temple of God, and every willing person skilled in any craft will help you in all the work. The officials and all the people will obey your every command. And this is where our wonder chapter ends. Let's go straight to today's message. The first message that really comes to me comes from verse 3. And what does verse 3 say? But God said to me, you are not to build a house for my name, because you are a warrior and have shed blood. Amen. We see David wanting so much, very badly, to build the temple of the Lord. Amen. But we see the Lord telling him, no, David, it's not you going to build my temple, but it is your Solomon. It's your son Solomon, rather. And what does David do? Amen. David obeys. David is obedient. David submits to the will of the Lord. David submits to the plan of God. And this just reminds us as Christians that sometimes our plans, amen, our dreams may not be the same as that of the Lord. But we should always learn to be obedient. We should always learn to be committed. And we should always be ready to trust the Lord and submit to his plans. Amen. Because the Lord sees things that we never see. And the Lord has dreams for us that we can never dream of. There is always a reason for everything. Amen. There's a reason why the Lord is choosing B, yet you want A. There's a reason why the Lord wants you to take D, yet you want C. Do not start questioning the Lord. Amen. Do not start questioning the will of the Lord, but rather accept to be used by the Lord for him to take you to the place that he wants you to be, rather than where you want to be. Amen. The Lord has a destination for you. The Lord has a place that he wants to put you in. The question is, are you willing to be taken to that place? When you go into verse 8, we hear, so now I charge you in the sight of all Israel and at the assembly of the Lord and the hearing of God, be careful to follow the commands of the Lord your God, that you may possess this good land and pass it on as inheritance to your descendants forever. Be careful to follow all the commands of the Lord your God. Amen. The Bible is today again telling us to be obedient. I think every day we have sung obedience, obedience, and some of you have been tired. But if you want to continuously be blessed, if you want your blessings to not over, to like to not get done, if you want your cup to overflow with blessings, then be ready to obey. Follow the commands of the Lord your God, and you may possess the good land. Amen. And so the Lord may put you where he wants you to be. I'm going to go into verse 9. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Amen. Serve the Lord wholeheartedly. So many times as Christians, we want to serve the Lord and the earth. It's impossible. You can't serve two masters at a go. The Bible is telling us that we should serve the Lord wholeheartedly, and not only wholeheartedly, but we should also serve him with our whole mind. Amen. And it tells us that the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire. There is nothing that you cannot hide. Amen. Stop trying to pretend. Stop trying to lie to yourself. You can never deceive the Lord. He sees yesterday. He sees tomorrow. He sees today. He sees every day. And the Bible tells us that if we seek the Lord, we shall find him. But if we forsake the Lord, then he will also reject us. So what path are you choosing? What direction are you going? Are you searching the Lord, or you first want to search for your earthly goals? Amen. Or you first want to search and achieve your earthly goals. Yet there's a goal that the Lord has put there for you to achieve. Amen. I'm going to verse 10. Verse 10 tells us, consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Amen. The Lord is asking you to build a room for him in your heart. The Lord is asking for a place for to stay. But the question is, what kind of house are you building for the Lord? Amen. Are you building for the Lord a house that you would befitting of a king? You know, some of you have been building houses that if you yourself were God, you wouldn't stay there. And you want God to stay there, really? Our hearts are being dirtied by so many things, you know. Unforgiveness, what? Name them. And you still want the Lord to share the same room with unforgiveness? And then you want to also be forgiven? Cleanse your heart. Release your heart. Amen. Make it clean. Because the Lord is a king and he deserves a clean place. You can't put the Lord in the same room with unforgiveness, with anxiety, with jealousy. No. Our God is a king. He deserves a mention. And it's only you who can build that room in your heart, not your mother, not your father, not anyone. And lastly, if you go to verse 20, David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord my God is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until the work of the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. Amen. So many times the Lord has plans for us that even as we are scared, amen, we always be like, what are my neighbors going to say? But can I really do this? But the Lord is telling us today that he is with you, that he is with me, that you have to be strong and courageous, that he will not fail you, that he will not forsake you. Amen. And that's the assurance that you need. The Lord is giving you the assurance that you need. The Lord is giving you everything. He's going to give you everything you need to achieve that dream. And the only thing you have to do is to open that door and construct for him a room and allow him to achieve that goal. That's what I had for you today. I want to get some time. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 28. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. The Lord wants to use you, and the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. So much loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our words, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. May Son and your Holy Spirit come and guide us. May you always come and be with us, Father. May you always come and bless us, Father. May you always come and live in between us, Father. Fill us with the Holy Spirit so that we cleanse our hearts, Father, so that we prepare a clean room for you, Father. A room filled with love and joy and peace and every good thing that you deserve, Father, because you're a king and you deserve a kingdom, a big building, and not just a small house, Father. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, as of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.